Welcome back to the Baylor Lariat broadcast. You're back in town with Will, Justin, and Brian. And fresh off of that basketball set, we're going to move on to a little bit of football, talking Art Briles and signing day coming up here. And boys, we got signing day coming up here tomorrow. And quick cursory glance here at Briles' list of recruits. And I got to say, aside from some of the top heavy stars, and there are some good players on this list, you obviously can't deny that. But aside from, say, a big transfer like Kirby Freeman and a big recruit like Robert Griffin, I don't think that you can say that much is different from a normal Guy Morris class. That being said, obviously he's only had 2 months to work, so that's got to be pretty impressive going forward.
Well, I mean, you look at it. Art Briles recruited a four-star quarterback in, 3 or 4 days? He had a four-star quarterback at Baylor. It took
24 hours.
Yeah.
Guy Morris never did it in 5 years.
So, I mean, there's your obvious improvement right now. Our quarterback class ranked number 4 in the nation, and that doesn't include, Jeremy Sanders, guy out in Navarro, who's looking to sign here, or Kirby Freeman, the transfer. So, I mean, it all starts off with the quarterback, as we all know in football. Quarterbacks the past couple years, after Sean Bell injury, this year and last year of conference play, obviously subpar. Blake Szymanski, Weed, Beatty, whoever was rolling in there. I think one of these incoming guys should make an immediate impact. Should help. I mean, granted, our upcoming schedule for next year is going to be pretty tough with 5 teams in the preseason top 25. It should be an interesting year for Briles and company next year. But I think, we're starting off strong with some good quarterback recruits. Then we still have guys like Kendall Wright who are looking to sign. You have Gary Mason, huge defensive lineman out of Waxahachie that could make a pretty big impact down the road. And then you've got a lot of other guys who I think, could do some good at Baylor.
Now we're talking quarterbacks here. You mentioned the number 4 overall Rivals quarterback rating. Now, Brian, I know actually today you talked with Nick Florence, the 3-star quarterback out of South Garland. Kind of give us a sense of where he's at, because he was a Morris guy, and now he's coming in with Briles. So kind of give us a sense of where is he at kind of in his athletic development. I mean, what's he bringing to the table?
Well, Nick Florence, pretty much as far as what I've been able to talk to him and figure stuff out, he's probably not going to be able to contribute right away, just because the fact that he's 6'2" and 167, which, if you don't know, is pretty much a toothpick. And he's got a good arm, he's got great decision making. He's number 2 in his class there at South Garland, and he's a smart guy. But I just think he's going to have to take a little bit longer. And he even said that he's planning on redshirting his first year, and so he'll be there working on scout teams, stuff like that. But as immediate impact, I don't think he'll be doing a ton of work. We're looking at Griffin and Kirby Freeman to look at those, and maybe Szymanski, one of those three.
And I'm really impressed with Griffin, not only his athletic ability, but his persona. He's a senior class president. We didn't find that out. I mean, he seems like a really good guy. Being a Waxahachie native, Griffin's knocked my Indians out the past couple of years. But one thing that really stood out to me this year is they came back, huge comeback there in the fourth quarter against Waxahachie. After the game, he came over and, shook Waxahachie's head coach David Ream's hand, and that just really says a lot about a guy. He's not cocky or arrogant a lot of these other big-time recruits you see. Talking to his dad today, it seems like Robert's really got his head on straight. He's not going to be the type of guy that's going to have off-the-field issues, and that's something, big. Especially nowadays with all the stuff that goes on in college football. Athletic ability, Robert Griffin is amazing track star. Almost broke the national record last year as a junior for the 300-meter hurdles. If he had not, come to Baylor already, that could be a record that'd be broken. So we know that he has the quickness and the speed. A lot of people have questioned his arm strength or his arm accuracy. I think, with what Briles has done with quarterbacks in the past, I think Briles has the ability to make Griffin one of the elite quarterbacks in the Big 12. Pretty much every other college in the Big 12, at least the Big 12 South, has had a pretty dominant quarterback, with the exception of Baylor. You look at Tech with Graham Harrell, Texas with Colt McCoy and more John Childs coming in. A&M Stephen McGee, not so much, but, you know, I think they'll be doing some things. And then Oklahoma State with Zach Robinson. I think this quarterback class will really help define Baylor's turnaround.
And I think more than anything, you need to look, and it bears repeating, about Griffin's measurables, because the guy is a freak.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you talk about a guy that can run and throw. I mean, he's got the intent. I mean, we talked about Florence, and Florence is not ready to play. I mean, the guy, 167 pounds. I mean, you can't come into a Big 12 level school and compete at 167 pounds. Griffin is ready out of the box. The guy is 6'3", 200 pounds, runs a 4.440, and I mean, he's been playing at the highest level of competition in Texas high school football.
Yeah, I mean,
so I mean, you know, he's
two
ready.
State championships,
two left. State title. Yeah, exactly. So I think in terms of a dark horse coming in, I mean, you got to say it's Griffin. I mean, I think Kirby Freeman, I think we all agree here, mm-hmm. that Kirby Freeman's probably got the inside track to the starting quarterback job.
Yeah.
But I think Griffin probably is going to be the number two at least for all year. And then moving on, what I've always said, what my mama always taught me, was that there's no excuse for a college coach to not have two things, and that is a quarterback and a kicker. There's never an excuse for you not to have either of those guys on the roster, because kickers are relatively easy to get,
mm-hmm.
and quarterbacks are the cornerstone of your franchise, and both of those can cripple your team, as we saw last year with
right.
some of the most embarrassing extra points that we've ever seen in our lives
yeah,
with Shea
yeah.
Brewster.
I'm pretty sure you're going to go try out for kicker, right?
Yes, that's my plan.
I think we're going to write a story about that,
yeah,
by the way.
I'm walking on.
Ben Parks is actually, he's listed 6'1", 188. I've been told he's bigger than that. And apparently, Briles likes big kickers. I've been told he's about 200 pounds. He's a big boy. He's out of Argyle Secondary School in Argyle,
Texas. He's got that country strength down there.
He's a country boy. He's got those big arms. So we'll see if Mr. Parks can challenge for the kicking job, because between Caleb Allen and Shea Brewster last year, neither of those guys could punch the ball to the 10-yard line, let alone the goal line on kickoffs.
And I think that's a huge issue, the fact that we have three kickers on scholarship now. I mean, yeah, you have to get the guy coming in that can actually do some work and help you out quite a bit, but it's going to be, you know, a problem getting other players when you have these guys that are sitting there taking up scholarships later on.
Yeah, exactly. And Morris would always say that about his deal with kickers, that you don't want more than you need, especially because the fact that you really should only need one for mm-hmm. kickoff duty. I mean, especially at a place like Baylor, where scholarships are at such a premium, and you need to use all of them well, mm-hmm. because you really don't have any room for error, because everybody else that you're playing is snatching up the four. I mean, I think I saw A&M and mm-hmm. some recruiting services is top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, Oklahoma are always going to be up there. Oklahoma State with that new facility and the millions of dollars that Boone Pickens. I mean, I think more than anything, they just need to be judicious with their scholarships, and I think that we're starting to see that with Briles, and I hope in the future that we won't be shunning people like Robert Griffin, which apparently Morris did, because I think that's inexcusable.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to let Griffin play quarterback when the guy's a four-star quarterback. And obviously, it's not like we've been having success at the quarterback position. I mean, yeah, Sean Bell did pretty good, but he wasn't, you know, a championship caliber quarterback. He did, you know, a lot of good things for the Baylor football program, but he didn't make us a great football program, or a good football program for that matter. And I think that's what we need right now. I think Robert Griffin, maybe even Kirby Freeman, can help us do down the road. You know, going back to the kicker position, Shea Brewster, you know, he was even highly recruited coming out of high school. Him and Matt Szymanski, he's right behind Matt Szymanski, who's now at A&M, who's not even doing that great of a job at A&M. I just think the whole mentality of not having a good kicker just affects your team, because, you know, when you're going down the field, you're at the 20-yard line, you still, you know, 4th and 5, you have to go for it because your kicker can't make a 37-yard field goal. I just think that it affects your team, you know, entirely in a negative way.
Absolutely. Well, I hate to end the first Baylor Lariat podcast on kickers, but unfortunately our time is up. We appreciate you joining us from the Lariat Sports Desk. I'm Will for Brian and Justin. We'll see you next time.